Welcome to Ugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Ugeria Radio. This is a Dallas-only broadcast for this episode. I am at Three Fountains Retirement Community with Katie Sitton, who is the Executive Director, and Eileen Ryans, who is the Marketing Director. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thank you very much for being here and allowing me to come visit your community. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your morning.
Thank you.
Eileen, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you came to Three Fountains?
All right, Kevin. I'm actually not a native Texan. I am from the Chicago area, and my background is actually in physical therapy. I have always worked geriatric physical therapy. I started out in-house doing rehabilitation, working with geriatrics that had like strokes, hip replacements, knee replacements, Parkinson's disease, and then I took it a step further and turned that skill level over into my home care. And I continue actually to carry one private pay physical therapy patient who's had a stroke. I've had her for years. She's kind of like family. So naturally, I wanted to stay in an area that I was working with seniors. I just felt like I'd gotten to the point that I was very lucky. I'd never really had a bad injury and did actually hurt my back for the first time after practicing for about 16 years. So I decided I wanted to keep with my seniors, and I thought this was a perfect way to still be involved with my seniors, kind of using my skills that I picked up as a physical therapy and not hurting my back anymore. So I'm really happy to be here. I love the residents, and I just love this population.
Yeah, great. And Katie, what about you?
Well, I've been in senior living for a little over 6 years as an executive director in a variety of senior communities, ranging from independent living all the way to full Alzheimer's care. So I'm here at Three Fountains, very excited to be back with independent living. It's where I originally started, and loving every minute of it.
All right. Eileen, why don't you tell us a little bit about Three Fountains, what services you offer, and what makes you unique from a retirement community standpoint?
All righty. I guess what I'd like to start out with is saying that there's very few people that don't know about Three Fountains. We're kind of a hidden little jewel because we're kind of back off between Park and Northwest Highway. But once people come into our community, then they pretty much fall in love with it. We're kind of a throwback. The first feel I had when I walked into Three Fountains before I started working here was I was like walking into my grandma's living room. So it is very homey, and I think that's what people like about us. We are not a sterile environment. We don't like speak hospital. It's just a nice homey feel. Our residents are what kind of sells us. Our residents are great. Our residents tend to stay here forever unless they have to go on to a higher level of care or unfortunately pass away. What makes us unique, we are independent, but we also have our own home healthcare agency called Paradigm. It is not skilled nursing, but it's enough to help our folks so that we can keep them here. And we do bring in other agencies if we need a higher level of care. One of the unique features of our community, however, is that we offer residents constant activity also with transportation out, and we have actually a heated pool within our building that we have water aerobics classes. We also have Tai Chi classes and a sit and fit that's run by the residents. So we really try and preach activity here so we can keep them as independent as possible. But the nice thing is that we do have that assistance right here on site if it's needed.
I noticed when I walked in, your residents are very active. They're mingling about. I ran into some ladies that were on their way out to go do some shopping. Do you find that there's a good sense of community, that everybody does things together?
Oh, absolutely. There's huge community here. Our residents are very encouraging of other residents to get out and about and do things, but at the same time, they still respect their need for privacy and to stay in if they want. We have very high-functioning, very active residents who are involved in the community as well as the community here at Three Fountains.
I've met with a lot of people who run or own retirement communities, and one of the things I hear a lot is one of the challenges is convincing people to give up the homes that they've lived in for a very long time. Some of them even may have built them and lived in them for 40 or 50 years. What do you, Eileen, when you have a new potential resident coming in and they're kind of on that fence, do I give up the house? Do I come here? What are some of the things that you say that kind of help them make that decision?
Well, typically what I do is I present a scenario to them that say, hey, what if this happened in the future? What if you fell and broke your hip? What would you do then? Could you really return back? Do you have, you know, or if you had a stroke, what would happen? You wouldn't have the assistance. You wouldn't have all the, you'd have to rehab your whole home to make it handicap accessible. And that's one thing here is all of our apartments are handicap accessible, and we do have safety links, the pull cords and the pendants throughout. So one of the things I do like to do though is really when the individual comes in, I like to really listen to them and try and see what their needs are and make them see how they could really be happier here without having to worry about all the responsibilities of the home or the lawn or, you know, even getting out to, if they didn't feel like driving, if the weather was bad, we can transport them out to the grocery store. So it's kind of a mix of encouraging them to listen to me and me really opening my ears and listening to them.
So do the apartments here have full kitchens where they can cook their own meals?
They do have full kitchens. We have a complete dining room that we offer meal service three times a day, but they also have the opportunity to cook in their own apartments. One thing about Three Fountains is we offer all of the luxuries of having your own home without the upkeep and maintenance. We have large apartments. Our apartments are all the way up to 1,500 square feet with the full kitchens, full baths, full showers, everything that's needed. But like Eileen said, there's no responsibility for maintenance or yard work. We even will come in and change a light bulb if they need us to.
Wow. So what are some of the activities that you all provide here for the residents?
Well, as I had listed before, we have several exercises. Classes, the one that really strikes a lot of people's fancy is the indoor heated pool, the water aerobics. And we have a group of ladies, it's actually kind of cute, that run the Sit and Fit exercise program every day. And they are like, it's like clockwork. They come and get their tape recorder and they do the same routine every day. But these ladies are in better shape than a lot of people I've seen in their late 20s, early 30s. So, the activities, though, that we really do promote here are our trips out to the stores so that they can stock their kitchens and they can keep doing some cooking if they'd like to. We also have quite a few entertainers that come in.
Okay.
We have a happy hour every Friday at 3 o'clock with an entertainer, and we have a fantastic activity director who really comes up with some great entertainment, some great, you know, ideas. And another thing we're starting to do is actually letting the residents say, hey, I like this entertainer. Can we bring them back? Or I liked this idea for happy hour or for, you know, a place for us to go. I know they're going out to see the Blue Bonnets this month, so that's a big trip out. So we have a lot of trips out, and a lot of people come in to actually entertain us as well.
That's great. So residents can keep their cars. So they can,
absolutely.
And then you also have transportation if they want to go.
Yes, and we do have covered parking as well as garage parking available to the residents in a secure parking lot.
Great. so from you mentioned the dining. Now, if somebody were to rent an apartment, is the dining included, or are there different meal plans that they can purchase on?
There are different meal plans. They can purchase a package which is all inclusive, which also includes housekeeping and laundry service. Where they can have all meals, or they can individualize to one meal a day, two meals a day, or just meals as needed.
Okay, great. So Eileen, tell me a little bit about what you find most rewarding about what you do here at Three Fountains.
Oh, that's actually a pretty easy one. It's very nice to be appreciated, and I feel like I am appreciated on a daily basis by the residents. Like Katie said, it's even just like if I would go up there, if they couldn't get maintenance and I'd change a light bulb for someone, they would talk about it for a month to other people. And it's just the simple little things that if someone loses their keys and you get them an extra set and put it on a nice keychain, they remember that and they'll talk about it. So it's just very rewarding. It is, and I love this population.
Yeah, what about you, Katie?
Similar to what Eileen said, it is so rewarding to see a difference that you can make in someone's life. Just the simple things that make their lives easier and help them enjoy during the prime of their life, enjoy their life and without any extra trouble.
We talked a little bit about some of the challenges with people moving from a home to an apartment. Do you have a specific story that comes to mind of somebody that was really struggling with that and they got here and realized?
Actually, I do. And it's interesting that you bring that up because this is something that happened recently. I have brought a resident in. She's been here exactly a month now. She's our youngest resident in the building. And initially, the family members came and toured without her. And she was very resistant. She's in her 50s and she has MS. And that can be very debilitating, but she was at the point, from a safety point of view, she needed to be here. It just so happened when I was working as a home care physical therapist in the Chicago area, I had a very high percentage of MS patients on my schedule. So I could relate to her very well. And I sat and talked one-on-one with her, explaining to her, hey, this could happen in the future. I really think, you know, this would be a good decision. I did talk to her about the PRET thing, and I knew it was hard for her to give it up. And she really, from seeing that I saw other people go through this, made the decision that, okay, yeah, maybe I should move in. And she's happy here, and she has been able to relate to the other residents who are even 20 to 30 years older than her. So I feel like that really has made a difference in her life and her family's life.
Yeah, that's great. Katie, you mentioned your background. You've been assisted living, memory care, now you're here at retirement. What do you find the most unique about this level of senior living?
This level is, it's so similar to how I would like to live my life now. They have all the luxuries that they could have in life, but they're active and they're having fun. It's just so much fun to see people who have the stories and the history and have lived full lives continue living those full lives. I wish that for everyone, so it's enjoyable to see it happening every day with our residents.
Yeah. So it's time now for one of you to share a piece of advice, or both of you. Do you each have one?
Sure.
Okay. Eileen, why don't you share a piece of advice that our listeners might find valuable based on your experience?
I think the biggest thing that you can do to gain a senior's trust, and that will have them coming to you for help or actually want to live in your community, is to really listen to them. I think too often when people try to do an assessment or an interview with a prospective resident, they listen to the family members and they don't truly listen to the future resident. And I do believe that's the key. And you really gain their trust quickly that way.
Yeah, that's great. And Katie?
My advice would be more for people who are looking at downsizing from their homes to a retirement community or even further into assisted living or memory care, is to really look at your options and figure out what fits you best. There are a variety of communities out there, all that fit different needs, and to make sure you get with somebody who can share with you those differences and that you are an active part in making that decision for yourself.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What is some good contact information for people that might want to come in and tour and take a look at Three Fountains?
Well, the best way they can reach us is to call us at 214-363-4116, or they can visit us on the web at www.threefountainsdallas.com. And I would also encourage them to stop by, and when they have their tour, stay for lunch.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you very much for your time this morning. You've been great. And with that, we will wrap up this special edition of the Dallas broadcast of Eugeria Radio, and we will see you all next week.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.